For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's golf team is Katie Wolfel, a junior out of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. And first of all, Katie, congratulations on last weekend at the NSAC Championships, ninth place. First of all, looking at your scores, Friday's score not so great, but then you shot a 78 and a 79 to finish up. Talk about what it was like going to that NSAC tournament, first of all.
Well, thank you. I was just really looking forward to the course. I've played it a few times, and I absolutely love it. So after last year's scores, I knew I could go low, so I was just really hoping it's decent weather and we'd have some fun. So
your team made a comeback there on that last day. What was the difference from Friday, Saturday to Sunday?
I think people just kind of wanted to have more fun, and it's the last round of the year, and I just wanted to encourage my team and push everybody to play a little bit better, and I think everybody's just in a better mood, and that helps so much, his mental game. So
what is Dakota Ridge like as a golf course?
It's hilly and windy, but there's not too much trouble you can get into. It's not very many trees, and there's a little bit of water, but for the most part, it's pretty straightforward. So
what were the weather conditions like? I know you came back to Bemidji and found it was 35 degrees. Was it a lot nicer down there?
Yeah, we had about 70 degree weather all three of our tournament days. On our practice round, it was really windy and cold, but the better weather made us play a little bit better too, I think. So it was hard to come back to Bemidji in the snow.
As I look through BSU's news stories from golf, every story just about said BSU led by Katie Wolfel. What does that mean to you to know how great of a season you had this year?
I'm just really honored to represent Bemidji in that way and encourage the rest of my teammates and see that if you put in the hard work and you practice as much as you can, that it's possible you can play. You can be up in the top of the conference even though we're not ranked that high. Like, there's still the opportunity to get yourself to that spot if you want to work for it.
Well, your team is awfully young. There's no seniors on this squad. What does it look like for next year?
We have a few pretty good incoming freshmen, and then some of our freshmen from this year, and then our sophomore. I think they're all really looking forward to having a better team atmosphere and working together and practicing a lot more all together as a team, especially with the new freshmen. I think we can do a lot better next year.
Being part of such a small squad as your team is, what was it like to be traveling with this group of golfers?
It's a lot of fun because it's the same five of us that travel all the time, so you get to know everybody pretty well. We switch up who rooms together, so you're always hanging out with other people too. So it's just a lot of fun to get to know the girls and talk about different things and see how much everybody's game is improving.
What has been your favorite golf course in league play this year?
Dakota Ridge. I love it. I loved it last year. Last year I shot 89 to 79, so I knew it was a course that I could score low on, and I didn't go as low as I hoped this year. I had a few bad holes those last 2 days, and I mean, I stayed under 80, so I was still happy, but I know for next year I could do a lot better, so I'm hoping for a top five finish next year.
Being from Brooklyn Park, what's your favorite course down in the cities?
I'd probably say Medina. I think it's a lot of fun. It's a challenging course, and I haven't played it too many times, but it's definitely fun to go out there and play.
Where has your game improved the most this season?
I'd probably say just in general, like, my distance has improved. Like, we've worked out and stuff. I think I've gained muscle, and I think overall just having more distance off my drives and then having better approach shots has helped me so much. I've had a pretty strong short game most of the time, so that's helped, but having the better approach shots has definitely been helpful.
You mentioned putting on that muscle. You work with the strength and conditioning coaches. Is that something new to this year or something that you guys have done more of since your freshman year?
I've done it since my freshman year, so we've been doing it for a while, and I didn't work out before I came to Bemidji very much, so especially my freshman year, I saw the improvements, which drives me to work out even more and do some on my own. So just lifting more, I mean, you don't have to lift a lot, but if you get into better shape and you're flexible and you put on that little bit more muscle, you'll see it in your distance, definitely.
What are your plans this summer? Going to do a little bit of golfing or a little bit of work?
I work at a golf course and teach golf lessons, so it's always a constant improvement for me. I get to go back to the basics for teaching, and then it always helps me improve my game. I spend 90% of my time at the golf course, so it'll be good.
Living the life. I love it. Well, Katie, congratulations on a great junior season, and enjoy the summer.
Thank you.